Good morning, everybody. Our Lady Peace and Superman's dead. I had to do that. I was obsessing about Our Lady Peace over the break, and I know no one else obsesses about Our Lady Peace, certainly now in the year 2015.
But, no, or we think something else when we think Our Lady Peace.
It was me and my brother-in-law. All of a sudden, we were discussing Our Lady Peace. I don't know why. And we decided we were going to get high and listen to a lot of Our Lady Peace songs and talk about the songs. We did not get high, Jim Norton.
Why?
Because I just talk a good game. We did not do it. But I've been obsessing about Our Lady Peace, so now I'm good. Now I'm good. I can move on. There you go. Do you know anything about Our Lady Peace?
Not anything. If they were literally in here, I'd say, who are these people?
Really?
Yeah.
We used to know them back in the day at AAF, me and Anthony, when we were working for the only station that really rocks. There were a whole bunch of Our Lady Peace songs that were hits. So I don't know what they're up to these days. I'm kind of embarrassed I played that. So somebody out there probably liked that song. Superman's Dead, Our Lady Peace. And when I listen to that song, I hear Stephen Lynch's voice. Did you listen to the song at all?
A little bit when I came back in.
He's got a bit of Stephen Lynch in there. And then I'm wondering what the hell happened to Stephen Lynch. Where has he been?
Didn't he moved?
To where? Back to Michigan, right?
I guess so. Why? I don't know.
But what happened to his career? Is he still doing it? He popped in here about 2 years ago. He looked great. He was singing new songs with this woman. We taped a couple of his songs. They were great.
Yeah, she was really good, too.
Really sexy and sounded great. And we've just lost touch with the guy.
I haven't heard anything about him. I'm sure he does gigs. I mean, he always sold very well.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I know.
Can we look him up? I have no idea what Stephen Lynch has been doing.
I even looked at his Twitter, and he's not even tweeting that much these days. I think the last tweet was from May or something, which is kind of strange.
What's he just doing, family stuff, I wonder?
I don't know. I mean, you know, he used to be pretty damn close to this radio show.
Yeah.
I love Stephen Lynch.
Says he was working on an album in 2011.
2011?
Yeah. Well, that came out already. We've seen him since then.
Yeah. He's just sort of dropped off a little bit.
Yeah, that's the last thing I can see.
Okay. Anyway, Stephen, I hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll text him. Hopefully his numbers haven't changed. Anyway, whatever. How are you, Jimmy?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going for cryotherapy today.
Oh, you're going to do it?
You're really
going
to do it?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Right after the show.
That went fast.
Yeah. A friend of mine texted me yesterday that she did it, and she said she loved it.
Yeah.
Or 2 days ago, whatever it was. And Rogan's been talking about it, so I'm like, I'm going to try it.
You're doing your whole body?
They don't have the one I want to go to. I think they don't have the one where your head goes in yet. Like,
yeah.
They're building a new facility. Like, they said by October they'll have that.
Yeah.
So for now, I'm going to try this one today, but I would rather do the full immersion one.
So how much of your body goes into this?
Up to the neck.
Up to the neck, and it's minus 200, if I remember.
260, I think.
260 or 16 or whatever. Like, it matters after 200, minus 200. You're going to be in what is it, a container? What do you call that thing?
Coffin.
Okay, yeah, an upright coffin. Because you described this thing perfectly yesterday. It's basically you're killing your body to heal it.
Yeah.
And then you're getting out of there in time before you die.
Yeah,
that's basically what you're doing, right?
It makes your blood, shocks your body, and your body, the way your body sends oxygenated blood or something.
It starts shutting down, basically you're shutting down your body, or starting to shut down your body to make your body go, fuck this, because your body wants to live. Thus the death rattle, if you've ever watched anyone die. Unfortunately, I did it once. And the last thing your body does is starts breathing like a motherfucker, because it doesn't want to give up. It doesn't want to die. So basically what you're doing is shutting down your body and making your body work really hard to maybe pump some, what, extra blood in there and heal some things.
That Joe would probably be better explaining. I don't know the exact, I've read a little bit about it. And some people have said it doesn't do anything. It's not FDA approved, but I haven't read where anything bad happens. You can get frostbite. You got to be careful. You got to wear gloves, I think, and socks.
Yeah.
And but I want to do it because I know it's supposed to be very good for sleep. It's supposed to be good for energy. And this, to me, just forcing your body to just pump blood through.
But I mean, you have an